Vi skal til Gardaland. Det blir gøy, følg med. Hjertelig velkommen til en ny episode av Tom om Ratte Løvås og Kjell Gabriel Henriks to podcaster. I dag, Tom, så har jeg vært i Gardaland mange ganger med ungene mine og storkoset meg. Og visst nok så er det stedet vi skal til, mest kjent for avkjøringen til Gardaland.
Ja, jeg hørte det. Vi skal til et veikryss.
Vi skal til et veikryss.
men det er jo ikke helt sant, da, fordi det er et veldig fantastisk sted vi skal til. Og jeg gleder meg litt til å høre mer om det, fordi i dag skal vi snakke utenlandsk igjen.
Vi skal prøve oss på engelske noter med en vinprodusent fra Italia. Dette her kommer til å bli kjempegøy. Vi er, bare sånn for at vi tar på norsk, vi er i Veneto. Vi er i Italia. Vi er da sør for Gardasjøen i et bitte lite distrikt som heter Costuza, som plutselig har kommet inn på Vinmonopolet som det eget område.
Ja, og det er litt av poenget med denne episoden.
Ja.
Vi skal snakke om Costuza som ingen har hørt om. Folk har drukket vin derfra, men de har liksom ikke hørt om det helt.
Ja, dette er så lokalt at ingen som har fått med seg, så dette her, da må vi trekke det frem.
Ja, vi må det, fordi, og dere der ute nå som sitter og liksom hever litt øynbryn og sier hva i all verden er det de to rabler om nå. Greia er at dette må dere huske. Dere må huske det distriktet. Fordi det er liksom en del av Veneto som fortjener å bli løftet opp.
Ja, og dette er ganske nytt, i hvert fall i norsk sammenheng, så dette her kommer til, og så har de, jeg tror de har en kanskje 8-10 viner på Polo Folby, og alle er stort sett hvite også, så dette her er det nybrottsarbeid fra Kongelig Norsk Vinmonopol med Harald Rex i spissen, så da skal vi introdusere vår gjest.
Ja, vi har en gjest her, vet du. Ja. So, we are gonna do some more in English, English now, and Marika, welcome to the show, welcome to Norway, welcome to everything.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here and good morning to everybody.
And before we just pop the wine, can you give us a short intro about your area that we are going to talk on and emphasize on today?
Costuza, let me say that is a beautiful area. We are located, of course, in Verona. It's located in the south part of the Garda Lake, so just 10 minutes by car from the lake, 15 minutes by car from downtown of Verona. So it's a strategic area to see a lot of beautiful places, but it's also the right places to enjoy La Dolce Vita style, let me say. There's a history inside, not only human history, thanks to the independence war, but also a very old history in terms of terroir, because it was a glaciation area. And what makes it unique is really that time. So the big movement of water developed the lake, developed these soft hills with these unique morainic stones that give a lot of minerality to the style. It's protected from the microclimate of the lake. So it's a perfect area, not only to enjoy a good glass of wine produced there, but also to visit by bicycle, on walk. It's a beautiful landscape to enjoy the nature.
Costuza is a new area for us Norwegians. How long has Costuza been a wine area in Italy?
So it's Costuza has a long story, but officially in terms of DOC became Costuza wine in 1972. Oh. So it's quite a long story.
So,
yeah. Yes, it's quite matured. What makes also unique Costuza, it's a combination of microclimate, of terroir, but also it's one of the first wine that talk in a blend style. You know, we spent a lot of time with a lot of course that educated us that top wine is only monovarietal. So
yeah, like Suave.
Exactly.
Like that, yeah.
But in the Costuza, you have also the sensibility to blend different type of grapes that are vinified like single wine and at the end blend. So in Costuza, you have in Costuza wine, you have also the attention to game in a team. And this is able to take out the best of each grape. For example,
which grapes are they usually white grapes or red grapes? What are your local
grapes?
These
are white grapes mainly are Garganega, Cortese, Trebbianello. So you know the Garganega because it's also the grape of Soave, but produce in Custozza this Garganega with this terroir that if you touch these morainic stones, you can feel the salty. And the minerality that you find from these grapes comes really from this terroir. And the microclimate that gives this constant temperature gives a Garganega that has muscular but also a lot of white flowers. There's the Cortese that in Verona take the nickname of Bianca Fernanda, and is the fruity, the aromatic profile of this. And there's also the Trebbianello, that is the biotype that comes from the family of Tokai, that work to give a trade union in between the Garganega and the Cortese, and also a long life to the Custozza. Because most of the people, especially in Verona, used to drink a Custozza young, fresh and fruity. But there are other type of Custozza in which the game of the time gives more luxury and more gourmet profile. So a wine with different attitude in relation about the vision and the vinification that the winemaker is using to produce.
How much wine do you produce in this area?
So our is a private family that has the biggest portfolio of hectares. So we have...
So you're the master of Custozza.
Let me say, we try to do this. Yeah. Last step is never done. That's the teachment that I received from my father. We have only about Custozza 87 hectares. So our philosophy is to learn every day from the green nature. So we try to vinify every single vineyard in a single way. So this is very important because you can feel how is important the terroir. It's just 2 or 3 kilometers of distance, and we have totally different style in terms of minerality, in terms of acidity or fruity. So our teachment does not come only from the book or the human experience, but from learning every day from the green nature. That's also our future.
Do you have a vision? Because I know that you have been lately building a very new winery. Yeah. Do you have a vision of the future when you did this?
Yeah. The mission of our future is going back to the past. So that's our vision in this big project. We used a very bad period of our life, that was the COVID period, to study a little bit more about what will be our future needs. And the vision is to permit to the green nature to work much more better with the ingredients that the smart of the human person can have. So this, first of all, will be a renovation of the winery, 100% green, will be a Casa Clima certified winery, so one of the few in Italy. We will use only natural material to produce this, and the building will be done with the terroir, the morainic stones and the concrete. We will have more space to keep the wine stocked in bottle, so we give the time in the bottle before opening a bottle. We will have a new micro-vinification area that will permit us to vinify also few vines, so learning more and more from the single vineyards that we produce. We will have more space also to stock a concrete tank and other different size, because our mission is to learn more from the nature and transmit in a glass of wine. So gift culture in the best way, that is enjoy the wine. It's also an ambition of a building, this, because we will have more space to give a proper welcome to our wine lovers, with more tasting room, with a new wine shop, a new experience, a garden area. So it's a mission that to permit to show us our big love for this village, that Custozza village, and offer the opportunity to do network also with other members of this village, because I think that a lot of wine tourists, not only from Italy but from the world, will be curious to enjoy an experience like
this. So you say that Norwegians should drop by.
I really hope, because I have a lot of friends here. And last but not least, the airport of Verona is just 5 kilometers far from us. So I cannot tell you come on walk, maybe, but it's extremely fast to reach us.
So from the baggage drop straight to the winery.
I think that's a good, very good idea. You can even bicycle, you know.
Yeah. You know, I have a funny husband. So what's happened that when I have a super early flight in the morning, say, you have just to cross your vineyards, go on walk and don't ask me to bring in the airport.
Should we taste some wine?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What have you brought us? Let's go straight to the point. The wine we're going to taste is available at the Wine Monopoly in every shop, I think. Almost every store, Kjell Gabriel.
Ja, det er kategori 5. Så en del. En god del.
De aller fleste, ja. Ja, det ganske mange. Ja. Ja. So, this is I think a lot of our listeners have been familiar with this already.
I've been trying this wine for several years, and I'm a fan.
Me too.
It's early to say, it's stupid to say before we taste it, but
this is really cool. Building up the expectations.
Yeah, because I think Norwegians, there are, of course, Suave is a thing that Norwegians know about because that's the area, but that's on the opposite side of Verona, but it's like 15 minutes with cars, not that far away. So we know the area, but the fruit experience in this wine with the blend is different from the fruitiness of the Suave Classico, I think.
Yeah, and Marika, what grapes are in here? Because it's almost only local grapes, if you look at the label.
Yeah, the grapes, let me say, first of all, the grapes are Garganica, Cortese, Trebbianello, and Incrocio Manzoni. That is a sort of varietal that is born from a cross in between Pinot Blanc and Riesling. So the Garganica, as I said, the gift the most color. Cortese, fruity, and Incrocio Manzoni gift a lot of long life to this style. This is not only a Custoza. This is the Custoza Superiore Cadelmagro. And Cadelmagro is the name of this single vineyard of over 55 years old. So you do not have only the blend of the Custoza, but you have also the character that comes from a single vineyard.
Is Custoza the only, you said, is it the only area in around Veneto that blends wines?
It's one of the first that started, because if you talk about a red wine, for example, Amarone is a blend wine.
Yeah. But so with the whites.
It's one of the first that started really to produce blend wine.
Can you talk us through the tasting now? The first thing I notice is the color is very inviting. It's a pale yellow and everything. But please tell us what to expect when you put your nose in the glass.
For me, this is the wine of love. First of all, because I state my entrance in the winery and is a sort of dialogue with different generations. So different intention, different needs that has the only focus to talk about a single vineyard. It's a wine that is very rich of fruit in the nose, but at the same time, extremely harmonic. So nothing too much, nothing too less. And also the style of vinification, because this wine stayed long at contact with the skin, only in concrete tank with the lees. So we try to capture only what the green nature produce in this wine. So complex, but extremely drinkable. That's the smart part of this. And last but not least, I'm Italian. So I cannot think a wine without a good food.
Oh.
And Norway, I think it's the right country to drink a Cadelmagro, because with fish.
We have some fish.
Yes, yeah. A little bit.
But what type of fish do you want to?
Can you imagine shrimp? Can you imagine salmon? Can you imagine also lobsters, for example?
Yeah.
It's great. But imagine also some pasta with mushroom or risotto with asparagus. Has a huge attitude. And the old vines here give also a long life. This is a wine that was celebrated from a lot of journalists around the world. One of the top best 100 wine in Wine Spectator, 15 times Three Glasses Gambero Rosso, high scores everywhere.
Mm.
But we were able to convince a lot of wine lovers through a vertical of the last 20 vintages. So a wine that is smart because it's not worried to become old, but just matured to talk with you with more luxury words. So you can change the menu in relation about the vintages that you are drinking about this wine.
Now we're drinking 2022.
Yeah.
How I haven't tried it for I never done that. I basically drink it fresh. But how does it develop when it's mature?
The terroir talk much more in your glass. So when the Cadelmagro is young, is more the fruity of the grapes.
Yeah.
So a lot of tropical fruit.
Peaches, lime, citrus, yeah.
Yes. And when you start to storage a little bit, the terroir that when it's young gives you this huge minerality, transform in saffron notes, and the grapes can become with some touch of hydrocarbure. So a luxury white wine that can be balanced also maybe with some foie gras and pan brioche, just to joke in a different game, or with cheese. So I offer a lot of attitude for gourmet people to enjoy a glass of wine.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, they are, but you're always hungry.
That's my mission. Everybody that knows me said, you make me hungry, because I'm continuous to talk about wine and food.
Yeah,
that's
but it's important. I think a lot of Norwegians love to pair wine with food, and they find it sometimes a little bit hard to know which ones
could
suits.
Be good.
Yeah, yeah. But I really want to try some older wines of this, because that's not normal for us Norwegians.
Maybe you should make a show on that.
Yeah, maybe you have to go to Italy and see if they have some. You
I
have some at the winery.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we have to go to Verona.
Which is the oldest one you have?
2000, because we drank a lot before, so it's finished. But 2000 is the oldest vintage that we have in a good stock to organize good party. And that's also a good thing when we talk about wine lovers that come and visit us. We have different attitude to live experience. So you can cross our vineyards by horses, by bicycle. You can organize picnic in the vineyards or specific tasting. And one, but not least, is really the old vintages. So you can discover not only, let me say in a disaccurant way, the lucky vintage, but also the movie and the life that moved that vineyards in that way.
Is it possible to stay at your place as well?
Not at the moment, or you can stay for many hours, of course.
Yeah,
but in case of sleeping, we have a good friend with a very nice B&B, bed and breakfast or hotel around. So through us, you can have a special treatment, and we can think also to give you some good suggestion.
You had me at wine, so I think Kjellgaard, we have to move to Verona, or at least have a.
Oh, I love to go. They have an opera festival in Verona. I was there this year. I watched Carmen. Next year, I'm going to see another opera. So I'm coming in September. So just make some space.
Yeah, it's a unique.
Have the food ready.
Another thing is that your family, or not only your family, but you've been growing wine at this place for centuries. Not only your family, but it started as a convent.
Exactly. Monte del Fra, the translation stay for monks of the hill. So historical, there was the brown order of the church, one of the historical order of Verona, that was Santa Maria della Scala, that used to live in this hill and produce the thing that they needed to survive. So the corn for their bread, animal for their barbecue moment, and wine, grapes for their wines. Arrived Napoleon, so lost the religious part and was sharing different property. And in 1958, arrived my grandfather with his family and started to rent two rooms in this old monastery that was converted in a sort of big building for different families. In one room lived with his family, and the other room was transformed in a sort of osteria, La Frasca at that time and named, where they sold by the glass the few little quantity that he produced. passed away quite young, my grandfather, and the big change came with my father and my uncle, that thanks to a lot of work, a lot of passion, was able to have what we have today with the third generation included also. So 137 hectares in property and another 110 that we can use in rent like ours. So the jingle of my father said, don't spend money to go in the gym. Come in the vineyards and we optimize also the cost. I'm always joking with this, but I'm extremely proud to be in this family because it's the typical Italian family that thanks to a lot of work, a lot of passion, permitted to keep the flag of Italy extremely high in terms of culture around the world. And that's a privilege, let me say, because now we arrive to have a vineyards not only in Custozza, but also in Lugana, in Bardolino, in the beautiful Valpolicella Classico in Fumane. So with Monte del Fra, we are proud to say that you can drink glasses of culture of different faces of our beautiful Verona city.
We have to talk about other areas later on. Now the bottles are moving here as well. Should we take this into Norwegian and finalize this, Tom? Thank you really much for meeting up with us. Beautiful wine. Hva synes du, Tom?
Jeg synes jo den så akkurat som deg, jeg har smakt den noen ganger før. Altså, den skuffer jo aldri. Det jo en levende, nydelig, frisk greie som jeg blir aldri lei meg når jeg får den I glasset, for å si det sånn.
Nei, men jeg føler liksom, man glemmer den litt, og så dukker den opp, og åh, der var den igjen, ja. Så blir den en sånn glad, hyggelig venn. Og det den den safeste, noe av det safeste du kan servere alle.
Ja, det går aldri, det går ikke gærent det.
Nei, og hun snakket jo litt om både sjømat og reker og hummer, og hun flotta seg skikkelig her en stund, men jeg mener, drikke på terrassen, drikke til når venner kommer på besøk,
drikke I sofaen. Ja, ta den som aperitif, ja. Og du kan dra den inn I forretten uten problem, ikke sant? Ja, ja. Dette en dobbel løsning, en slags kindereggevin, dette her.
Du kunnskapsrik.
Ja, voldsomt. Også, det var litt gøy da, så familien her har holdt det gående siden, og det vet jo vi, 1492, ja. Kom disse munkene og lagde kloster. Og så,
det året husker vi.
Ja, for da klarte jo Columbus endelig å kjøre feil. Ja. Han fant ikke India, han fant
noe annet. Samme året som også muslimerne ble kastet ut av Spania. Det skjedde samtidig. Det mye som skjedde det året. Men vi må runde av. Dette her da Monte del Fra Cadel Magro Costa Superiore 2022 som vi har smakt. Koster kroner 174,90. Det vil jeg si 175 kroner på Kongelig Norsk Vinmonopol med Harald Rex I spissen. Jeg tipper at Harald pleier å ha dette her som husvin sin.
Skulle ikke forundre meg
helt godt. Han trenger å trøste seg med litt vin nå. Han har litt tunge dager. Så dette her også vin som tilgjengelig stort sett overalt.
Hvor var det de sikten som vi skulle huske, som vi skulle få folk til å huske?
Vi har snakket om Custozza. Custozza. Som da avkjøringen til Gardaland for dere som kjører A4. Og hvis du unger, dra til Gardaland, det alltid gøy.
Vi kunne jo lage en liten sånn lek for dere som hører på. Gå inn på nærmest vinmonopol og si du skal ha en vin fra Constanza.
Det ingen som kommer til å skjønne.
Og så sier du at du kjøper to hvis den klarer å plukke ut en riktig vin.
Denne Custozza-vinen, har du noe liggende av den? Nei, jeg kommer ikke til å svare.
Vi runder an og Kjell Gabriel. Jeg heter Tom Amirati Løvås fra Drinkfeed.
Jeg heter Kjell Gabriel Henriks fra Kjells Vinkjeller. Ønsker deg en fantastisk dag videre. Og ja, Custozza på Polen.